Hello, welcome to day 4 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Kendall. I use she, her pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a Black woman with short black hair, fair-skinned, with warm eyes, and a kind smile. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. The health of a community is often reflected in the well-being of its mothers. Unknown. Content warning. Please note that today's material has themes and examples of traumatic birth experiences and loss during childbirth, especially for Black women and babies. Please take care of yourself as you go through today's email. If you need free and confidential support, please contact the National Crisis Hotline by texting HOME to 741741 from anywhere in the United States, anytime, about any type of crisis. Today, we confront the dire crisis of Black maternal health, recognizing its profound impact on communities. Alarming disparities in maternal and infant health outcomes underscore the urgent need for awareness and systemic change. This challenge day will delve into historical conditions, systemic issues, collective action opportunities, and recent advocacy developments in Black maternal health. The urgency is evident. According to the March of Dimes, almost every measure of pregnant women's and infants' health in the U.S. is worsening. Black women face a disproportionately higher risk of dying from pregnancy-related issues than their white counterparts. In Michigan, Black women were 2.8 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes in 2015 through 2019 than white women. The crisis in Black maternal health is rooted in historical injustices and systemic failures. Black midwives' role were undermined throughout history, leading to ongoing disparities. These issues intersect with reproductive justice, which ensures everyone has access to safe pregnancies and childbirth. Black women face discrimination in healthcare, limiting their access to quality care and increasing maternal mortality rates. Addressing these barriers enables us to improve Black maternal health and promote reproductive justice for all. Reproductive justice is crucial for understanding and tackling disparities in Black maternal health. Advocating for equitable access to reproductive health care ensures that everyone, regardless of race or socioeconomic status, experiences safe pregnancies and childbirths. From the article, Five Black Women on the Front Lines of Reproductive Rights, doulas are recognized as a vital role in contemporary maternal care. As the reproductive justice movement marks its 30th anniversary, Black women remain at the forefront as a champion of equitable reproductive rights. Some of the Black women leading this work includes Dr. Regina Davis Moss, who is contributing to holistic understanding of Black women's reproductive health, Beulah Osekwe, leadership at New Voices for Reproductive Justice addresses the challenges to bodily autonomy, Norbis Flint's presidency at All Above All, a woman of color-led effort launched in 2013, advocates for legislation breaking down barriers to reproductive health. These developments highlight resilience, determination, and progress within the Black maternal health advocacy landscape. Reflecting on these changes, it's clear the fight for equitable reproductive rights extends beyond legal protections, envisioning liberation and dismantling systems of oppression. For more history and personal stories on Black maternal health, please see Day 8, Vital Signs, Inequity in Black Maternal Health from our 2023-21-Day Equity Challenge. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. How are you feeling after today's materials? What is staying with you? How do historical injustices contribute to present-day healthcare disparities like Black maternal health? What connections do you see in reproductive justice and Black maternal health? What actions can you take to support Black maternal health and amplifying the voices of Black women leaders in advocacy efforts? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.